Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Fiction. Science fiction. Horror. Fantasy. Crime. LGBT. Thriller.
You have now entered the House of Mystery. With your host, Eric Shapiro, David North Martino, John Copenhaver, and Al Warren.
Heard on KCPW 106.5 FM Los Angeles,
102.3 FM Riverside,
and 1050 AM Palm Springs.
Jeff Harmon, he's our astrology commentator and contributor. Thanks for being here, Jeff.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, now, of course, we've been on the air, and everybody knows that tomorrow's my day for the oscopies.
Right.
Both top and bottom. So, and we were kind of going through this. Now, everybody knows that listens that I do this pretty regularly, that I've had parents with cancer and a little bit rough health myself, and so we thought we'd bring in the astrology and how it can help us with our health. So Jeff, so what do you think about that? Do you think astrology has an effect and we can use it to make a healthier life?
We do. We had a great conversation right before the show, and we kind of serendipitously decided on this topic. If I might, I'll tell you a little background about how I got into this. My mother was a nurse. She was started out as an LPN, and then she advanced to an RN, and then she became a specialist in hemodialysis. And I don't know if she actually became a nurse practitioner, which is right underneath a doctor, but I know she was in her studies, and ironically, she had contracted breast cancer. And when I was a kid in the 60s, I used to see medical astrology sitting around in the house, and I never thought anything of it. And I didn't get into astrology until the mid-70s when I was driving. And, of course, the girlfriends were coming around and all that, and my mother kind of dazzled me with her accuracy with astrology. And I actually was a skeptic. I said, come on, how can the planets have any effect on you? And moreover, you know, how could the planets have any effect on health? And you, Alan, and I, and I think it was Kevin, we got into a great kind of segue on this where, you know, does the astrology show imbalances physically or energetically? And I have to say, in the 80s and 90s, I had really delved into what we call classical or pre-medieval medical astrology, and also something known as Ayurvedic astrology. Ayurvedic astrology is more the genre of classical Vedic astrology, which is also known as Jyotisha. And it looks at the configurations of a person's birth chart and looks folks had energetic imbalances. Well, what really impressed me, particularly in the 80s, mid-80s, and late 80s, was I have always had severe chronic fatigue. Some people relate that to Epstein-Barr. And I had gone to a number of doctors to see if they could find anything wrong. Well, allopathic medicine is wonderful in that it checks your vitals, it checks your blood work, it checks many other things that you know, are imbalanced in the blood and various other symptoms, vital signs, etc. And I always came back golden. They said, my God, you've got a great heart, you've got perfect blood work, your blood pressure and all that's great. Sorry, we don't have the magic bullet, go home. And yet, I was so tired sometimes I could hardly walk. In high school, I literally thought I was going to die a couple of times. And it fits my Vedic astrology to the T. In fact, I can't mention names on the air here, but I have a couple of very famous doctors as clients, and one of them in particular had the same astrological configuration as I do in my chart. And I mentioned it to him. I says, I'll bet you have chronic fatigue. And he says, oh, my God, you have no idea. And he says, and yet I'm the doctor out there prescribing all these wonderful remedies to help people feel better. And he says, they work, but he said, I'm personally to the point where I can't walk certain days. And I said, well, my friend, I've been to that barbecue, and your astrology shows it. And, you know, I think it was Kevin mentioned something really intelligent. He says, well, what can we do about it? Well, that's the golden, I think, wand in Ayurvedic astrology and also medieval medical astrology. They not only could cite energetic imbalances, but they would prescribe certain herbs and also foods that were right for you. And I think Ayurvedic astrology is probably the most, I think, dynamic in that area, where literally I have tables and tables of certain foods. They're referred to as Vata, Kapha, and Pitta. Pitta is heated, and, you know, Kapha is more earthy, and Kapha is more airy. And there's variations. I'm being very simplistic here right now. But these types of foods, which are natural foods that we all eat all the time, certain ones you want to give more credence to, and others you want to abstain from. And there's also an amazing plethora of herbs that you can take that, again, are all natural. And you know, we were joking before the show how, you know, many times we'll go to the doctors and get prescribed pharmaceuticals and other things that are sometimes very good but have, you know, a drastic side effects to them, and sometimes quite drastic side effects, so much that people end up near dead from them.
Oh, well, they tell you that during the commercials. You know, they give you a list of 50 side effects, and then at the very end they say, and possible death.
That's right. That's exactly right. So what attracted me to the Ayurvedic was when I started really delving into this, it was quite fascinating, because living in Los Angeles, there was a Ayurvedic doctor at an old herb shop on Santa Monica and Fairfax Avenue. It's now gone. It was a Russian lady named Svetlana who used to run it. And I loved that place. I would go in there in the 80s and the 90s and discuss astrology with the Ayurvedic doctor. And we just had such a wonderful exploration. And I have to say, many of the herbs really picked me up. And to this day, I am an absolute fan of reflexology. Turmeric is probably one of the most powerful antioxidants known to man. And most of the doctors I speak to absolutely agree. In fact, if anyone wants to jump on the internet and just read about polyps, you were mentioning you may have polyps where you're having blood loss.
Right.
The allopathic doctors will be happy to cut them out for you. But I have actually seen people under doctor's care, particularly Ayurvedic and naturopathic, who will get on turmeric. And one of the best ways to take it is take the raw root in a blender, a glass blender, and you cut up, oh, maybe an inch or so of root, not the powder, the raw root, and you put about a tablespoon of good omega-3s, 6s and 9s, you can also use olive oil, and about a quarter of a teaspoon of black pepper, and put water in it, and just like a cup of water, and beat it up really pureed, so it's absolutely blended, and drink it. That is probably one of the most powerful antioxidants known to men. I had a client who was under doctor's care. He had a stroke. He was 84 years old, and the Coumadin saved his life. That's why I'm not I'm certainly a fan of allopathic medicine's ability to diagnose, because it's really good. But he got sick from the Coumadin, and he had heard about the turmeric, and I told him the remedy, but I said, don't take it unless your doctor approves. And that's one of the things I would like to say is, anyone listening, don't mix herbs with pharmaceuticals unless you check with your doctor. And I would highly recommend being under the care of a naturopathic doctor, because I can't give you medical advice, nor will I. But I'll tell you this quick story. He, after 6 months, was so sick from the Coumadin, he couldn't do it anymore. So his doctor said, don't take the turmeric with the Coumadin, because you can actually kill yourself. It's too much. So he went off the Coumadin and went on to the turmeric. And in the next 6 months, the doctor said, my God, your blood work is perfect. Your cholesterols are all balanced. Your liver enzymes are right on. And he said that Coumadin's really doing the job. He says, I haven't been on Coumadin for 6 months. He says, I just didn't tell you. I went off the Coumadin, went on turmeric. And the doctor said, well, it must be from the Coumadin. And, of course, he was just amazing. And I remember, even at 86, he was jumping around, chasing the secretaries, and doing great. But the moral of the story is, you cannot mix the power of pharmaceuticals with herbs. And I still think allopathic medicine is a wonderful diagnostics tool. It's just the astrology can go a long way to looking at the deep, energetic, inherent imbalances that can often give you a different viewpoint that you can discuss with your doctor or a naturopath.
Now, for the listeners that may be getting this confused, are you telling me that astrologically there are certain herbs that correspond to signs, or am I getting it confused?
Well, that's a good question. Yes, how there's two types of astrology used in diagnosing imbalances in the body in Ayurveda. One is your birth chart, and the other one is something known as interrogation astrology. Now, anyone in India is going to call that prashna. That's the Sanskrit Hindi equivalent. And just to be clear, those two methods, one is the inherent nature of what you were born with. From a mystical viewpoint, it is believed that the guardian angel ties the soul into the body at first breath, and that celestial imprint atomically goes into the left ventricle of the heart and really imprints the genetics deeply at that moment in time into the body. And even the skeptics have to agree that there's a lot of inherent energy that's in the birth chart. So that's one way to diagnose imbalances or strengths. And the other way is, when someone falls deathly ill or ill of something, you can cast a chart at the moment. Now, that was the type of astrology that was used the most from the Egyptian times all the way up until probably the late 1600s. And still used. It's called interrogation astrology. Other astrologers might know it as horary. That's the Latinized version. And that's literally casting a chart for the moment. And the sixth house rules the disease or ailment, and the ascendant of that, not birth chart, but a question chart, literally for the moment, the astrologer would determine what was stronger, you or the disease, and then you could see the nature of the disease, because ancient astrology is much more detailed than modern astrology. It has a plethora of diagnostic tools, and then they would prescribe herbs commensurate with the type of ailment it was. They could cool if it was too hot. They could heat if it was too cold. They could see if it was in the lungs or various other ways or in the blood. And I have actually done this for many years, and I can tell you it's been pretty amazingly accurate. Again, I can't practice medicine, nor will I give medical advice, but I will tell people what the charts say so that they can either make their own decisions or discuss it with their doctors.
Having said all of that, would it be fair to say that certain people, according to their science and according to their astrology, are more susceptible to certain diseases or disabilities?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In readings, I often will say to someone, you know, do you have this or that? And they'll say yes. And a lot of times I'm just confirming the chart. Like, you can see if there's digestion imbalances, acidic imbalances. You can see if there's physical strengths and weaknesses. I'll never forget, I think it was about 1965 or 1967, my little brother and I were standing outside, and we had Dutch elm trees, and the guy pulled up. It looked like the Rat Patrol. Remember the TV series, The Rat Patrol, with Chuck Connors?
Yeah.
Now we're dating ourselves.
Well, this guy comes pulling up with a pair of goggles on and this device that looked like a machine gun, except it was a turret that sprayed the Dutch elm trees, which I later found out was DDT. So my brother and I were standing there breathing it in. Well, he sprayed DDT all over our Dutch elm trees. Well, of course, the guy didn't have a mask on either. It's the 60s, right? And then he zooms away, and I started getting really bad chronic fatigue. Now, my brother didn't. And what's interesting is when I look at my brother's astrology, he's like a horse. It didn't affect him at all. But boy, it sure knocked me down. And I had vaccines as well in the 60s that I actually passed out from. And again, he did too. Didn't faze him a bit. He still drinks and smokes, and I don't. I never have. I did smoke for a while, but thank God I quit in the 80s. But different people are completely, and genetics proves that. You know, there's nothing really unparalleled about genetics, health, and astrology. They really mirror one another.
Something there, actually, about that we could choose to eradicate a lot of ailments or illnesses, or at least contribute towards the eradication of them, if we were to choose when to conceive a child, for example.
Oh, well, that's a whole other world. Yes. absolutely. Conception of a child is really fascinating. That's a whole other type of astrology. That's called electional astrology. And I do a lot of marriage elections and conception elections. And some women, they may not be able to conceive. I have a great story on that one I'll briefly share with you. I had a lady who was 51 years old, and she really wanted to carry a child to birth. But she consulted me, and I said, well, it's based on the woman's birth chart. And I said, are you working with the doctor? She said, yes. I said, good, because I wouldn't want to ever take that responsibility. And her doctor, which most aren't, but this one was, willing to actually take her husband's semen and implant the sperm into her ovum at a very specific astrological time, in which he did. And it's based on the moon. She carried the child at 51 years old to full birth, had a natural birth, of course, in the hospital. And the child was not born with Down syndrome. I believe he's 6 or 7 years old right now and is healthy as a horse, and I was so pleased about that.
If, for example, we talk about genetic modification of animals, of plants, of, you know, produce, and cloning of not people, but genetics, DNA. And I'm just thinking, in terms of the astrological charts, would we be able to, if for example, we identified that Cancerians are more prone to a certain type of disability, we would be able to use the charts to make sure that we didn't conceive so that we produced Cancerians?
Now I understand, yes. That's an interesting topic you're bringing up that I actually do quite a bit in that genre, and particularly in elective surgeries. For instance, you know, I live in the land of plastic surgery, right? So I often get consulted for elective surgeries. And you're also talking about conception of not only humans, but animals. And the interesting thing is, there was a gentleman in Ireland who had done that with racehorses. He actually would record the exact time that, this was about 100 years ago, but there's a lot of data on this, where he would actually watch which horse was born at a certain time, and he could call extreme breadwinners, in other words, extreme race success with these thoroughbreds. And what's fascinating about that whole topic is Benjamin Franklin used to say, and this, he was quoted as saying this, that no general or no practitioner of any important event would do it without first consulting an astrologer as to an opportune time at which to do it. For example, I have many people, I just had a gentleman who had to go in for hernia surgery, and the day that he wanted to go was actually not very good. And I said, get from your doctor when he does the surgery. Most doctors will do certain procedures on certain days of the week, like Tuesdays, Thursdays, etc. And I said, get a bunch of them, and I'll pick the best one. And I did. And he went in, and it actually went quite successful. I've had over probably close to 30-plus years of data on this, where I've had women go in for, you know, cosmetic surgery of various types. And the ones that always went in on good times had good healing. And when I say good times, that means I pick a day when the lunar aspects and also the Cigna factor of the queer, of the person having the procedure done is good. It gets quite detailed. The eastern horizon represents the person receiving or having the surgery. The doctor is the seventh house, and the doctor's treatment is the tenth. So you can't control the exact moment in time a medical procedure is done. So what I do is I have them leave the home at an exact time, and hopefully I can find a window of time where the lunar and other aspects are happening during that whole procedure. And what's good is when we leave what we call a wide enough orb, which is the applying degrees and minutes of longitude, so that they're happening over several hours, that blanket is kind of there. And there's been a lot of scientific study done on this. One more famous is the Callisto effect. The Callisto effect was two scientists, a husband and wife, you can look it up on the internet, where they had actually proven that metals congealed much more strongly molecularly during the astrological aspects signifying those metals. Like, for instance, Mars rules iron, Jupiter rules tin, and the moon rules silver, the sun rules gold. So they were able to actually validate by many, many studies. So taking that data and applying that to what you're speaking about, I think really proves that there is an effect. Science has well said the moon has a huge effect not only on the tides, but on the flows of menstruation in women, in plant and sap, and so on and so forth. So, you know, astrology is exceedingly complex when you get into this genre, but it really, I have to say, it's pretty amazing. I again was a skeptic in the 70s, and I became an unskeptic because I actually really have delved a lot into physics. I used to teach a physics class and psychoacoustics and all that, and I love science. I think science is a wonderful thing because it proves and has brought the world many, many wonderful things. And I think astrology needs to be moved up, the real astrology, to the science it used to be. And it certainly, I have a lot of people who secretly don't want to be known as using astrology. I mean, I've got clients in some pretty high places in Washington, I'll tell you that. And I can't reveal who or what they are. And they would shriek in horror if I ever revealed who it might be. But, it's again, I'm the same. I've always been a skeptic of astrology. I'm like, let me see, you know. And it keeps proving me right, or the science right.
Well, Washington needs a little bit more astrology.
Yeah.
It does. The district, I call D.C. the district of criminals.
Yeah.
So.
Appropriate.
Well, I have a guy who can find out through his high-level sources.
Yeah,
so.
Of course.
So, there you go.
So how do we, how is that going to change is what I'm thinking. Because when you say that there's people that don't really want to be public about using astrology and it's still not up to the same level of science as a lot of other areas like physics, how would that change? Like how are people going to be more accepting of it? Well, what's going to happen?
I don't know. That's a good question. Prior to the 1600s, I would say prior to the 1700s, astrology and astronomy were one. If history could be rewritten, a wonderful book that supports that is, The Stars in Your Destiny or something. I can't remember. But it was, there's several books that have been put out that are amazing about this, where if history could be rewritten, I became a real history buff in the 80s and 90s, and I have still to this day, I'm receiving translations from various groups in colleges and et cetera that are translating stuff out of the Egyptian, the Coptic, the Greek, the Aramaic, the Hebrew, the Arabic, and Latin. It's absolutely astounding how much astrology played a part of history. But I think what you're saying is it's hard because there's the religions themselves have pitted themselves against astrology while yet secretly using it. I mean, the Pope takes a bathtub or a bath in a tub surrounded by the zodiac. I mean, if anyone was into the heavens, it's certainly the Roman Catholic Church, and they'll vehemently deny it.
And why is that?
Well, I think my opinion is the Nicene Councils and previous
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fathers in the church knew a lot. They had exposure to a lot. And there was a lot of dogma, and I can't state what they thought, but just from what I can piece together, the church rightly tried to stop the practice of magic, particularly black magic, and I couldn't agree with them more. You had so many secret societies like the Knights Templar, the Rosicrucians, the Masons that go all the way back. But, I mean, speaking of Washington, D.C. stands for the District of Columbia, and literally, if you read supporting documents of the French architect, Washington, D.C. is an Egyptian temple. That's what it is. It's an Egyptian temple. And the District of Columbia was, Columbia. what my point is that there was a lot of magic going on, and the church sought to stop that. And I think astrology, what happened was, and the Bible says it, that, we shall not do any magic, it's so far as I can preface it, kind of paraphrase it. And astrology got lobbed in there. And part of it might have been political control. And yet, I can tell you, most of the rabbis that I know, which is some of the best astrology out there, the ancient rabbis, particularly one was named Ibn Ezra, I-Z-R-A, and if anybody wants to grab a hold of their Bibles, they will notice Ibn Ezra as a commentator in the Psalms and the Old Testament. And he was one of the most sought-after astrologers in the 10th and 11th century. He was dragged around all over Europe by kings because of his ability to do electional astrology for coronations, starting wars, and divinational things, and medical astrology. In fact, there's a critical translation right now coming out of Israel, which I have most of it. It's astounding. It is not astrology 101. That's the stuff I love because it's exceedingly scientific in its approach. It's astronomy scientifically applied. And back to the questions that were being asked earlier, it really covers many of these issues. Is how does the heavens interact with life on Earth?
Just moving aside slightly, Jeff, of that kind of particular area of expertise. If somebody comes to you and it's completely from scratch, I'm just thinking on a practical level, how quickly and how easily do you find doing somebody's complete reading from the charts?
Well, today it's a lot easier than it used to be because of the computing power. Now I have extremely sophisticated and accurate astrology programs and have had since, I would say, the late 90s forward. It was funny, my mother and I had the first Commodore 64 in 1977. Remember those with the floppy disk?
Yes.
Yeah, with less data on the floppy disk and the whole computer than we've got in our iPhones. And then we thought we were cool when we went to the Commodore 128. So back then, we were actually casting charts by hand. And I always say I thought the water was cleaner and the air was better in the medieval and prior times, because when I look at the computations these people had done, and a lot of modern astronomers have actually said, were the ancient astrologers nuts or were they accurate with their planetary ephemerises, known as positions of the planets? And to their astonishment, they were really accurate. When you start getting far back in the BC area, it's kind of breathtaking how accurate they all were. And to answer your question, I'd say since about 99 to 2000 forward, I spend about 40 minutes prior to getting online, half an hour to 40 minutes for clients, and I'm able to do a working of data in Vedic astrology, location astrology, which is amazing. That's where you live, what the energies are like where you live, and the transits and progressions through there, and then also looking at your birth chart transit progressions. And moving fast with high-level programs, I can cover a huge amount. It would take me 3 or 4 hours to do it by hand, what I can now do in 30, 40 minutes.
Wow. That's yeah. Really something.
It really is. I think the most powerful thing today is all my clients will call me. I have clients all over the world. They'll call me, and I will send them by email a code, and they just log right into my computer. And people who have a Macintosh can actually make a movie of the entire session. And the people with PCs can download screen recording programs. And that is so powerful because you're recording not only the audio, but you're actually seeing what I'm showing you. And you can see data that's really quite amazing.
Hmm.
Now, since we're talking about that, let me ask a question that the listeners have asked me, and I will catch hell if I don't ask this.
I don't want you going to hell. It's not a good place.
He's in Alabama, so.
Yeah, kind of already here. But anyways, with all of these astrologers out here.
Yeah.
And all of them doing the same thing.
Well, they're not, though.
Yeah, and that's where I'm going. How do we know who to trust with everybody claiming that they have got the astrology method?
Yeah, well, that is a really good question. I don't think I've ever had anybody state that with that kind of intelligence. That's a really smart question. Because, yes, astrologers are in the business of astrology, and they got to make money, and good astrologers do charge good amounts of money. I would say there's many schools out there who are teaching things that are often not as good as what's really there. Just like in Vedic astrology, I have had many, many teachers, and some of them were authors of books, and they weren't that good. I was very displeased with what I got out of them. And others I've had were amazing, and most of them are not alive anymore. I had one guy who used to do Vedic astrology in London for the Rothschilds and many of the elite bankers. George Carlin referred to them as the owners, and they are. They own this place. They own the Federal Reserve. But anyway, long story, we won't go there in conspiracy. But long story short, that's a great question because it's a very hard thing to quantify, and I'm not sitting here, and I have to tell you, I've been doing this about 42 years now, or 41, 42 years, actually about 42, and that's per se where I actually had an idea what the heck I was doing. And the longer I do it, the more humble I get. I mean, I find if I am not extremely sharp and on my game, I can miss things because it is such an exceedingly complex science. It really is geometry, math, and symbolism. And you have to really be on your game. And like just now, since I've been on the phone with this radio show, I've had two calls come in. One is purchasing a huge property in real estate, and another one is launching some promotional things. So I do a lot of things on what we call electional astrology, marriage elections, business openings, LLC filings, surgeries, purchases, closings of real estate, and all that type of stuff. Signing contracts is another real big one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess there's a lot of good astrologers out there. There's a lot. The minute you start hearing, oh, you're a Pisces or an Aries and all this airy-fairy stuff, I would say run. And the reason why, I call that astrology love, light, and cluelessness, because I've been a real proponent of get away from sun sign astrology. You know, you brought up a great topic, because the ancient astrologers never said you were an Aries or a Pisces or your sun sign. That stuff was all invented in the 60s. Linda Goodman and other astrologers made a lot of money selling books, and people will read these books and see some vague similarities. But, my God, the real astrology, you have guardian angels that are literally indicated by the ascendant. You can actually get your guardian angel in Hebrew from the entire birth chart. I actually do that on gemstone talismans for people. And the ancients knew astrology was God's code working on the soul. That's a lot different. You are not your astrology. You're experiencing your astrology. We are sentient beings. And if you could see the ancient angelic hierarchies, you would see that your soul is created many hundreds of dimensions above astrology. There's no rotating galaxies and amino acids and, you know, zodiacs up there. You're created literally as a piece of God. And to the atheists, I say, check it out, because there's some overwhelming evidence, not that I'm here to convince anybody to change their opinion. But astrology doesn't get kicking until almost six hierarchies down of huge classes of angels. And then you have what they call the Yetzeratic worlds. That is where science is seeing the galaxies and the amino acids and all the stuff that is correctly the building blocks and science of life. But that's not us. We're far above that. And I think that little mark we all have between our nose and our upper lip was the mark that the angel made to make us forget. And, you know, psychics and intuitives sometimes can get up there. Yeah.
I know that story, yes.
Yeah, isn't that a great story? They actually say the guardian angel attaches the soul at conception and ties it in at first breath. And that's when we're made to forget. I personally think the solar system is a divine place where souls come to grow. You can kill, you can heal, you can help, you can hate, you can love, you can fight, you can do whatever you want here. But I think in the end, it's all about ascending to a higher divine consciousness. And this is what all the great spiritual leaders, the Christian message, etc., all espoused. And I personally think they're exactly right. Vedic astrology gets into the words, quote-unquote, karma. And you have good and bad karmas and all points in between. And there's angelic hierarchies that actually permeate the zodiac. And this is the difference between modern astrology and ancient astrology. In fact, the Bible states it clearly. It's called Exodus. It's called the Shem HaMeforesh in Hebrew. There's 72 angels to the severity and 72 to the divine. And they work on the souls. And I don't think it's eye for eye and tooth for tooth. I think it's eye for eye and tooth for tooth unless your consciousness changes. If the soul and the heart, which was a wonderful reference in the Christian scriptures, changes, so do the angels in their severity upon the soul. Because one of the things that struck me about Vedic astrology when I first studied it was how creepy, accurate, and fatalistic it was. Well, it was like, oh my God, you know, it's like, wow.
You know, well, for those that are trying to reconcile Christianity and astrology, were the wise men, were they not astrologers following a chart that said that a king was going to be born on this day and
they
in this region?
They were following the chart. That's right. That's exactly right. And I don't know that you can ever resolve the dogmas of religions against astrology unless you do it individually. You know, Sting had a great quote in one of his songs. He says, men go crazy in congregations, they only get better one by one. He may be right on that one. But I'm not here telling anybody I have the way, because I certainly don't. What I do in the reading is try and help people as much as I can. I really had a blessing to see what I've seen over the years. I mean, I have seen everything from satanic rituals to the most blessed, divine, holy things. It's all going on here on planet Earth. And you look around, you listen to the news, I mean, it's all going on. And, I mean, you look at the bird landing on the branch outside the window, and, you know, when humans can replicate that, good luck. Because I think we're moving into a future of high-tech artificial intelligence and computerization and genetics beyond our wildest dreams. And the astrology indicates that.
Now, can I ask a question just out of pure selfishness here?
Yeah, by all means.
You know, I've recently just reached my 50th birthday, and as always happens, you know, you hit health problems, and I would like to know what would happen if I came to you with a health issue. Let's say, just for example, it's my heart, you know, and I need to have a heart surgery. Yet your reading tells me that it's not a good time for a heart surgery. How do I reconcile that?
Well, I think if you needed to have a heart surgery and your doctor was telling you to do so, you'd have a couple of options. You know, there's a lot of doctors out there, and I never give medical advice because I cannot. I'm not qualified to give medical advice, nor am I licensed to do it. What I always try and do is tell you what the chart says so that you can discuss that with your doctor or a doctor who is receptive to it. Here's a good example. A lot of times heart conditions, and many doctors will tell you this, are there because of poor eating habits, things that you're doing to yourself. Other times it may be critical where, you know, you've gone past a point of no return, and sometimes surgery is the only way. And, you know, hats off to the medical establishment. They are doing surgeries right now that are incredible. When you look at the science they have and the instrumentation, the micro ability to see things with cameras and nanotechnology, it's pretty astounding, and I don't think that's ever going to stop. I think we're going to see an explosion in genetics, artificial intelligence, and all that in the 2020s, because just to answer your question, that's what I would do, is tell you what the chart says so that you could make an informed decision and then discuss that with your doctor, or find a doctor who's open to discussing that.
Jeff, has there ever been a time where you've read on the chart something that was that worrying that you had to make a moral decision not to reveal it?
Yeah, that's happened. I've had people who have been hysterical and really in tough situations. And I could see why. Even in my own life, I'm always amazed at how accurate astrology is. But there's always something you can do about it. See, that's the difference between fear-based astrology. I'm a real believer that your consciousness, your soul, and your human abilities far exceed astrology. What I liken astrology to is kind of like a stop-and-go light in traffic. You're the driver of your own car. So your ability to control your car, your free will, the braking, the steering, and all that is your personal free will and control. The stop-and-go lights are more like astrology. They, and I'm being simplistic here, but if the light's red and you think you can run it in traffic, I would highly recommend against that. So what do? You stop the car and you wait for it to turn green. You know, and that kind of parallels the question Alan asked. If it's not a good time to have surgery, you have to weigh out. You know, if your doctor's telling you you're going to die if you don't, and the astrology saying the same thing, well, then maybe you better have it. I would never tell anyone what to do. I would only tell them what the chart says. And then, you know, ultimately, even a doctor can't make you have surgery. A great example was I had a client recently, a few years ago, who was diagnosed with cancer, said you're going to be dead in just a matter of weeks. And she called me up and said, what should I do? I said, well, I can't tell you what to do, but I said, I'll tell you what the chart says. The chart says that, you know, there's some really severe things you've been doing, and she acknowledged that, abusive-wise, you know, smoking, et cetera. And I said, there are certain herbs you could pursue that might correct this. But I said, I'm not the person to give you medical advice. And she elected to do nothing. I just spoke to her, and she's doing just great. Everything went away. Now, you know, that's not to say you can call me and evade your cancer, because, I can't be play doctor. But I can tell you what the chart said. There's been other times. I had a doctor once who was a really dear friend of mine. This is probably about 20 years ago. He had prostate cancer, and I had become very good friends with him. And he had fought it for many years, close to a decade, and they pronounced him dead. And he called me up and said, Jeff, I'm dying. He says, there's nothing. I said, what can I do? I said, well, I said, the one thing I know you could do is astrologically move to a location where you have a sun ascending line. See, every one of us have a location astrology. And if you move to where the sun ascends in your birth chart, and that's, everybody's going to have that somewhere. The problem is it in the middle of the ocean, or is it in the middle of, you know, some place you can inhabit, right? Is it in Siberia? Yeah, right. So he had it in, actually, he was lucky. He had one running right next to Hawaii, and he had a friend there, and he went and lived there. His PSAs dropped out of the sky, except his friend got in a divorce. He was depleted of money, and he had to leave. He moved back to a place where he had a Mars-Pluto line. His PSA shut up. He called me. I'll never forget. He says, I had to move back to this place, and it was very exacerbating for him. And I said, geez, Jim, I said, anywhere but there. And his PSA shot to the moon. He was on morphine, and he says, you think I'm going to die? And I said, well, Jim, I'm not here to tell you what to do, but the chart indicates, yeah, you're probably out of here.
Oh, wow.
And he was. He died on Christmas Eve, about 20 years ago, or the night before it. And that's the way it was. And poor guy died with, you know, an IV of morphine. And at least he wasn't in great pain. But
Well, actually, you know, that would be a great topic. Maybe or the next time you're back, we'll talk about location astrology. That would be very interesting. And
it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's so accurate. It's creepy. Yeah. I gotta say, I could tell you so many stories.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Jeff, we're quickly out of time. So I, of course, we have you linked on our webpage, of course, and give out your website and contact information for people if they're interested in maybe having a reading.
Sure. My website is Jeff at jeffharman.com, and that's H-A-R-M-A-N. So it's just J-E-F-F at J-E-F-F, H-A-R-M-A-N.com. That's the best way, because my wonderful wife absolutely is perfect at dealing with people, and she always is very prompt at getting back to people and scheduling.
It's always good to have you here, Jeff. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you. You bet. Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for letting me share what I shared.
To find out more about our show, guests, or listen to a previous show, visit our website at www.somethingweirdmedia.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Well, good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.